Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 12th of the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances, one of the great solutions the founders put in place, and good for them, and that's where we need to go to work. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing fantastic. You know what? We've spent hours and hours and hours talking about this Vegas shooting because it has so many parallels to not trusting government, to dishonesty, to political intrigue, to confusion, to disaster, but most importantly, to the proper role of government, to solutions, and more. We talked about Mike Adams, well-known scientist. He's nicknamed the Health Ranger, and he demands that the FBI stop lying about the Vegas shooting. No evidence of second shooter, Sheriff says. We talked about this big time yesterday for an hour. And the bottom line is Mike Adams scientifically put together a report saying, hey, I'm convinced there was a second shooter based on sound forensics. Some are trying to criticize Mike Adams saying his scientific facts aren't right because the recording could be moving. The bullets landing in different places. And you know what? Mike Adams clearly says that, you know what? I'm doing this on my own time in my own lab. It only took me about 3 hours. I'm just giving you kind of a scientific idea of how this research can happen. I'm convinced from my preliminary reports that there's two or more shooters. We need to dig into this further. We need to get a real FBI lab and do real forensics with controlled data. We really need to get a triangulation test happening here. We really need to go look at some of the places that I've charted out that shooters may have operated from. But even after the cops asking for help in this case, they don't reach out to Mike Adams. They flat out ignore and double down against his reports. That does not build trust, folks, at all. We talked about that big time yesterday. The broadcast is still available on demand at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com, if you want to check that out. I bring all that up because they're asking for help, but they're ignoring us. Now there's a double down on lawsuits against the, you know, Mandalay Bay Hotel. The hotel now saying, well, the timeline that the cops now changed to isn't right. Some of the guys that were up there on the 32nd floor say, wait a minute, that's not exactly how it happened. So now even the timelines are all being battled. The cops against the hotels, lawsuits flying. They ask the public for help. Nobody knows what's going on. Mike Adams tries to help. He gets completely ignored. Anyway, there you have that. We'll talk more about the shooting in just seconds. But to finish the recap, that was the first hour. The second hour, we talked about since, quote, Congress can't get its act together on health care, quote, this is Donald Trump, I will be using the power of the pen to give great health care to many people fast, tweeted the Donald. Trump to, quote, sign an executive order allowing the purchase of insurance policies across state lines. Now, a lot of conservatives are going to be applauding this. They're going to say, finally, we're going to get something done. I disagree. I agree that what Donald's proposing is good. I absolutely agree with that. I disagree with the way Donald's going about it. The ends don't justify the means. There are checks and balances in the system called America, folks. The greatest republic on the face of the earth. Notice I did not say democracy. The greatest republic on the face of the earth. And that's based on the rule of law and these checks and balances. I appreciate Donald's attempts. His goals are good. The ends are fantastic. Donald's spot on what needs to be done. But you can't just use the power of the pen and circumvent Congress. You cannot do it. Now, some are going to say, you know, usually you conservatives are, you know, down on when Obama wants to use the power of the pen, but you're up on when your guy wants to, or vice versa, or whatever. I don't play that partisan game, folks. I use principle. The principle is that the president has no authority for executive orders whatsoever. I mean, if he wants to say through an executive order something to deal with an internal affair relating to the executive department, he has that authority. But he doesn't have authority to literally change law or make law from the Oval Office. Okay, he doesn't have the authority. So as great as his attempts are and his desires are, I reject going about it that way. Now, even Rand Paul is going for this, folks. I get the desperation on the Republicans' faces, but you're not going to do well by violating the principles that made America great, trying to make America great. You got it? You're not going to do well trying to make America great by violating the principles that made America great. Okay? So I reject the executive order, Donald. You got to go about it differently. There's a lot of things you could do. You could call a halt to the program until Congress gets their act together and claim that Congress called it a non-tax and the courts called it a tax. And on that very convoluted detail alone, you could say, I'm calling a halt to government health care until Congress and the courts get on the same page here. There are a lot of things that you could do in your executive authority. But making law, changing law from the Oval Office via, quote, unconstitutional executive order is not one of them. Got it? Good. Trump meets with Kissinger again. Yeah, just meet with good old Henry and ask Henry how to drain the swamp. Would you do that for me, Donald? No offense, but Donald's so ignorant. To meet with Henry Kissinger and then act like you're going to drain the swamp is the most preposterous 180 I've ever seen in my life. Crazy talk. Kissinger is one of the most consummate globalists that's been around forever. If you want to drain the swamp, you start getting rid of folks like Kissinger. I'm telling you right now. The Senate is progressing at a snail's pace in getting presidential nominees to the Supreme Court or to the courts. They call it the federal judiciary, confirmed. So the Republican controlled everything. The Senate just can't get his nominees confirmed. Just can't do it. Too many filibustering Democrats in the way. Too busy with other projects. Whatever the case may be, they're just stuck on stupid over there at the Senate. But I got good news. The Utah police officer that manhandled a nurse and handcuffed her and violated the law to get a blood draw and everything else made national news. That sucker got fired, and that's great news. Why is it great news? Because he thought he was a kingman. He thought he was a godlike figure. He didn't care about the law. He felt like he was above the law. Well, the bottom line is he got fired. Now we need de-escalation training for cops all across the country. You want to learn more about solutions? CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. But I'm telling you right now, if you want anybody to help this problem go away, it isn't just one cop, by the way. This is cops all over the country acting like they're just in charge of everything and everybody. All right, Monday Night Football ratings plummet to the season low. Are you surprised? We told you that this was going to be the case. No one likes this political, you know, agenda when they're trying to have a good time with entertainment. Now, we can go dovetail this into the bread and circus problem in America all we want. But the fact is the ratings are taking a tank. Donald told you so. We told you so. I'm telling you right now, football is going to be behind baseball in likability in America if they're not very careful indeed. All right. The ACLU belligerently caught in a double standard. I guess the ACLU, they're silent on a gay coffee shop owner who kicked out Christians. So Christians rolling into a gay coffee shop. Why they're doing that with their dollars, I don't even know. Nevertheless, they got kicked out because, hey, we don't want Christians here. All right, Nestle makes billions of dollars bottling water and that it pays nearly nothing for. You know, it's an interesting discussion about water in America. Kurt brings up that we ought to use water filters and not buy bottled water. And from a saving money point of view, from a practicality point of view, I think he's right. From a convenience point of view, I think people buy bottled water. But nevertheless, we're going to be working on getting some water filters in place because Kurt's spot on. If there's an emergency and they can't deliver water to you, for example, you'd be grateful you had a water filter, huh? So we'll be working on that. We're working on launching a store. We're just so busy. We just don't have enough time to do all the things that have to be done. You know what? But we're doing the very best we can do. And we're grateful for your support in every way possible. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com. Monsanto's new weed killer, what do they call it, Dicamba, I guess it's called. Anyway, that thing is crazy. Some farmers are thinking it's phenomenal. Some farmers are thinking it's like Satan. All I can tell you is Monsanto's lied to us so many times I can't even count. But where's the mainstream press when it comes to dealing with Monsanto, huh? Oh, I guess they're going to be silent. I guess they had a $1.8 million theft happening. I guess what happened is the courier guys went into the bank, left the keys in the car with the doors locked, but hey, they just broke a window and stole the vehicle and stole the cash. There you have that. They call it a hover bike, and they say they're riding those, or I don't know if you call those hovering those, flying those. What do you call it? Anyway, they're patrolling the streets of Dubai from about 16 feet in the air on these new, interesting hover bikes. They're ran by electricity. Pretty neat devices, I'm telling you right now. Thanks for Kurt bringing up that new technology, huh? All right, in seconds, news the networks refuse to use today starts now, and we got a lot to cover. Hang tight, put your seatbelt on. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt Crosby's joined me. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome. So we got a new unlimited listen line number that I thought I'd announce, Kurt. We're working on getting it up on the website now, but folks might want to update their phones or whatever. The number 605-781-9817. 605-781-9817. If you dial in with a lot of the other numbers, they'll tell you a number to dial. If it's different, don't worry about it. Just plug it in. All I'm telling you is they're having problems, Kurt. You want to know why? Because the phone companies don't like people just sitting on the phone line listening to the radio all the time. Yeah. And what I find fascinating about this is the landline folks better not get greedy. They better be grateful that people are still using landline numbers at all. Okay, most millennials don't even know what a landline is. Okay, these landline or these, you know, phone numbers like that where these landline switches happen. You know, you could say, well, we don't like people just being on them that long. You know, the amount of money we're charging for the, whatever you want to say, all I'm telling you is, look, these are going away. But it's interesting, the radio provider that gives us the unlimited listen lines basically said, you know what, we're having to revamp the numbering system that we're using because a lot of switches are unreliable. A lot of other ones don't want us to have that much traffic or that much usability of a line. And so we're struggling to have numbers that can make this all work. And anyway, it's kind of an interesting twist. But you can go listen at libertynewsradio.com anytime you like. You can download shows at libertyroundtable.com. There's so many ways to listen, though. It's amazing. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. Any thoughts on that, Kurt? Interesting, huh? Changes happen fast.
Yeah, I'll have to. I was just looking at mine. I'll have to make sure I got the correct numbers in.
Yeah, good point. All right, did you see this story that I sent you? It was in Radio World, and it's called Alexa and the Vanishing AM/FM Radio. Did you see this article? I sent it to you.
I saw that you sent it to me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a big, long article. I was hoping you'd read it and we can discuss it. But I'll start it out while you pull that up real quick, and we can pull a couple of tidbits out of it. This is worth discussing. They're basically saying AM and FM radios are dead. And they're dead primarily because, you know what, millennials and anybody under, like, 40, they don't really have radios in their house, Kurt. I mean, what are they going to have, an AM radio? I mean, it's just full of static most of the time. An FM radio, I mean, it's full of commercials. Most of the time. And they go on and talk about this, and they just say, look, people have all kinds of devices. And change has been slowly coming over the last 10, 15 years, but it may be way worse or may further be much further along than you think. Why? Because Alexa came out. And Alexa, these little teeny round discs that cost like $50 for the Alexa Dot. Is that what it is? They're the perfect radio. When all you got to do is plug that thing into the speakers that you want, or even leave it alone as a small speaker in its own right, connect it wirelessly to the internet, plug it into the wall, put that thing anywhere you want to, and man, you've got great internet listening. I mean, it doesn't really fulfill the word radio very well, because radio is through the airwaves, right? AM and FM or whatever. This is through the internet. But it's like a Wi-Fi radio that costs $50. And I'm telling you right now, things are changing so fast in the home that Alexa has just accelerated this big time. How many people that are younger have an AM/FM radio in their house versus having an Alexa or a Google or one of those devices? And so you got the vanishing AM. Now, there's radios in people's cars. But, Kurt, if you get into your car and you're listening to a podcast on your phone or whatever else, are you going to turn on the radio? And they find, you know, the radio people thought, well, don't worry. Even when people get their Echo devices or from Amazon or their Google devices or their whatever, that don't worry, people will just basically, you know, stream the radio station when they're on those devices, and then they'll listen to the radio when they're not on those devices. And it's turning out not to be true. Why? Well, number one, too many commercials. Two, people don't even know about the AM and FM choices in their area. They don't even look on those bands anymore. They're too busy with podcasts and Echo devices and live streaming and Pandora and Spotify and Amazon Music and Google whatever and Apple whatever, and you know, they're just too busy with all these options. And the negative is that it's changing. The positive is it's falling into where I said it was going all along. Online opportunities 24/7 at your fingertips, 96 ways from Sunday, virtually free. For you and I, Kurt, it doesn't get better than that. Any other tidbits on this? Pretty interesting article in Radio World coming out, though. I thought it was worth discussing. Headline, Alexa and the Vanishing AM and FM Radio.
Well, you know, I mean, I see it basically, happening right in our lives. We haven't got an Alexa yet, but I'm telling you, you know, I mean, like last night, our youngest daughter was, well, just for a few minutes in the kitchen, she was watching some TV program right on her phone. If you can do that, I guarantee you can listen to things on your phone. And, you know, like you told me about the number, that we use, where people are always shocked when I tell them about it, where they say, wait, you can just dial a number and listen to the radio with it?
People are learning about it. It's a learning curve, and that's why we need to have financing and money to promote it on billboards and stuff. But see, everybody that I know wants to just go buy a radio station somewhere.
Yeah,
Just think about how much a radio station costs versus how much money we could put into advertising and growing what we're doing. Anyway, I bring it up because it's interesting. That's right in Radio World, one of the biggest radio magazines in the world. And they're telling all the radio AM and FM guys and all the radio people, you know, all the audio people, hey, this is the trend. And I'm telling you right now that it isn't just the Echo devices, though. That's just one example that I gave. It's your phone. It's the Echo device. It's the Roku device. We've been on the Roku with live and on-demand programming for a long time. There's so many devices, Kurt. And I mean, it's as simple as this. I'm going to say this. You got to use the word Alexa, right? So I don't want to say that. But you can say, and put the A word in there, Echo, play Liberty News Radio from TuneIn. And it just starts to play, Kurt. With a $50 device that just sits anywhere you want in your house.
So first you say Alexa, and then you have to say Echo? Or how does it work?
No, I just use that
word.
So there's
two different kinds.
Device doesn't.
Alexa doesn't do it.
Well, there's a watchword that you set for your device called an Echo.
Yeah.
And you can say Alexa, PC. There's a couple of words you can choose from. But whatever word you say, then you just say that. So watch. I'll do it really quick. Alexa, play Liberty News Radio from TuneIn. Alexa, stop. So see, she just got it done, buddy. It's that simple of an exercise for folks to listen.
Yeah, you don't even have to sit there and move your dial just a little bit.
That's right, and it's clear 24/7. And by the way, you can listen to the archives that way too. Did you know that?
Well, I've talked to people that do that, and I know myself. I usually use just the phone number. You know, option.
Well, that's a great option if you want to listen live and you're on the go, sure. And the point, Kurt, is that all these options are available based on your own lifestyle, whatever works best for you and whatever your technology, you know, either mindset or understanding is or whatever's convenient for your personal circumstances, it works great, right?
Yeah.
I use the number a lot when I'm at my house because I put my cordless phone, I dial the number, I put it on mute so that I don't get any feedback and then speakerphone. And I'm telling you right now, I got a cordless phone that just cruises around my house like a radio that works phenomenal. But it's not a radio at all. It's a cordless phone connected to a phone line, right? But, you know, your choice to dial in, or you can just go to the website, libertyroundtable.com or libertynewsradio.com. You can just click the button and your phone becomes a radio. You can download the archives. You can stream the archives. You can listen on the Echo devices. You can listen on the Roku devices. You can listen. I mean, there's just so many ways to get it done now. And, you know, rather than spend money on radio stations, I think it's time to spend money on how to help people learn about these options and how to, you know, let people know that they're available and usable and all that kind of stuff.
All right. While we're at it, tell me that number one more time.
All right. Got a pen, folks?
Yeah, I got one now. I'm ready. And my phone number
605-781.
781-9817. 9817.
And if you don't believe
that replace the other ones?
Yeah. If you don't believe the digital age is here, Kurt Crosby, I said, do you have a pen? And he said, yes, I have my phone. Do you see the point we're making, folks?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Dictatorships can be brutal, and they seem to have no concern about the welfare of the people. That's what's happening in Venezuela, as the dictator there, Nicolas Maduro, continues to destroy the economy. Venezuela was once one of the most prosperous countries in the Western Hemisphere, but today people are literally starving to death. Anyone who opposes the government there is arrested or simply is never seen. Now, the International Monetary Fund estimates the inflation rate in that country will be 2,349% next year. That is incredible.
In a major victory for the Trump administration, the Supreme Court has dismissed a lawsuit challenging again the president's travel ban. The Department of Justice had asked the court to dismiss the suit on grounds that it was moot since the president had made significant changes on the ban. The justices agreed, and their dismissal means that plaintiffs will now have to file new lawsuits and go through the court system again. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
We taught you skip stones.
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I don't want to spend forever on these new ways to listen, but I'm telling you right now, technology is a-changing. And I said to Kurt, hey, you got a pen to write down this number? And he goes, yeah, I got my phone right here. Now, I'm just saying, that just tells you what kind of technological changes, you know, we've got. He's going to put the number right into a phone. I don't blame him. That's the easiest place to put it. I'm not in any way critical of that. I'm just making the point that that's what we do now. And when someone grabs their phone, when I said, you got a pen, that's interesting. When they talk about radio, they'll grab their phone too, huh, Kurt?
That's exactly right.
So, and, it's interesting.
You know, it's hard to know what word to use simply because...
I think we use the words that we're all used to. You know, when I say radio, yeah, you're thinking of listening to something audio-wise. When I say pen, you know to write things down. The lexicon's changing, and I'm fine with the words being used. I'm just making a point that even that simple example has changed. Grab a pen. Okay, I got my phone right here. Go ahead. Interesting, you know? All right, anyway, enough of that. All right, Kurt, back to the shooting. You ready for some interesting twists?
Sure.
All right, I don't know how to really bring this up. But Las Vegas shooter's home got burglarized over the weekend during the police investigation. How convenient, Kurt. Now all the cops have to say is, you know, that home that got broken into, the evidence is tampered with. We really don't know. We really can't. All that does is muddy the water and heighten the issue. Now, I would submit to you this. Is it really just a random somebody just broke into this guy's home while the investigation was going on, Kurt? Or do you think that maybe this guy didn't act alone and others wanted to get rid of evidence or others wanted to find out the... What's the likelihood that it was a random, non-related issue versus it had something to do with the investigation, what we're being told, what we're not being told, maybe that he didn't act alone, who knows? You know, what do you think the likelihood is? I don't even know. I'm not into speculating in terms of percentages. I'm just telling you that you think that's going to help or hinder the trust in investigators and the clarity of information and the integrity of an investigation. I'm just telling you right now, there's more confusion on this case than you can imagine. But do you really believe, Kurt, that the home got burglarized and it had nothing to do really with anything? It's just, you know... Do you believe that, Kurt?
It sure is a stretch, Sam, but I suppose,
could have happened.
You know, I mean, we believed, at least a lot of people believed the magic bullet theory, you know, where it kind of turns around in midair and does all those different things, you know, so, I mean, anything can happen, like you say.
I'm not going to say it's impossible. All I'm telling you is, at the least, it's a problem. And who is responsible? You know, I don't know if the cops should have watched the home better. I just don't know. But I know this. The likelihood of it really being a random break-in and not related in any way to anything, I believe is slim. I really do. Because there's so many weird things in this case, especially when we cannot identify a motive of the shooter, they claim. I kind of think, well, you can't simply rule things out either. All right, you ready for the next twist on this case, Kurt?
Sure.
ABC News has another, quote, exclusive tidbit on Mr. Paddock by way of internal sources. You ready for it, Kurt?
All right.
As a perk of his casino spending, Paddock was given access to the hotel's service elevator. Let me just quietly let that sink in for a second. ABC News has exclusive sources that told them that because of this guy's spending, he had special access to the hotel's service elevator.
Well,
Now, I've got several points to make on this. Weren't we told that this guy was such a miser with his money, even though he was rich, that he would get his own drinks? He didn't want to rely on the hotel staff. He got his own drinks. He was such kind of a loner and didn't want to spend money and such like that. So let me get this right. The guy that gets his own drinks, he's doing so well. Everybody loves him. They just gave him access to the service elevator, buddy. When was the last time they gave you access to the service elevator, Kurt? Oh, you're not a high roller. It doesn't apply to you, my friend. Don't worry, you're just part of the massive middle class that doesn't count in America today. So this guy got all kinds of perks because he's a high roller, supposedly. But he's one of those high rollers that's not a super high roller. He's not a whale, as they call him. He wasn't even well known around there. But he was well known enough to do his own drinks because he didn't want the hotel staff to have to, didn't want to have to tip everybody. But yet he was such a big spender that he got access to the service elevator. And you know what? 15 days after the investigation starts, we find out, hey, we wondered, how on earth did this guy get all this weaponry and capability without detection up there to his 32nd floor room? And now we find out, oh, well, because he had access to the service elevator. That's how, Kurt.
Wow.
So I got another question. You could say access to the service elevator makes it a whole lot less likely that it'll be scrutiny from the public and from cameras and such. I get it. But you'd almost have more scrutiny and more involvement, more likelihood of having the hotel go, what are you doing, sir? Wouldn't you think? But again, just another strange anomaly that opens up a can of worms. But don't worry, there's no motive. We just don't have any knowledge about this guy. Okay? Wow. All right, enough of that. Anyway, those are anomalies. We'll keep an eye on this shooting, and every time there's a strange twist, we'll let you know about it. How many other people are telling you this? ABC knows about it. The whole world should be talking about it, but I found it as the last line in a story not even written by ABC, Kurt. The last line of the story says, hey, ABC has an exclusive information from special sources that this guy, because of his perks of him being kind of a high roller gambler guy or whatever else, he had access to the service elevator. I don't find that insignificant last line of a story. Found out that ABC had the knowledge, but from some offbeat news service on the last line of the story stuff. I find that top billing news, like what the heck's going on around here? News.
Good point. You know, WorldNet Daily's got a piece, Leo Holman says...
They would render it insignificant, but I would say that's one of the most important tidbits about the uniqueness of this case. And why are we hearing about it 15 days later?
Or as we call them, the uniquities. They say Las Vegas shooting probe totally rocked. Now you'd think, well, is it rocked because the house was broken into? Is it rocked? Well, you know, they say, well,
because of the elevator? No.
They didn't mention that in here.
No, I've
so
read the
far,
story, so it's none of the things that we think are important, right? But here's what they say.
But they do say the guy was shot in the leg at 9:59 p.m., you know, the hotel security guy, Jesus Campos, and then the shooting outside started 6 minutes later. Muhammad Aziz, he's an attorney for 21-year-old Paige Gasper, a college student, who was at the concert and suffered a serious gunshot wound that shattered her rib and it lacerated her liver, said, this kind of changes the narrative.
Kind of?
Yeah.
But see, now the hotel's challenging the cops on this, saying, no, now you got the timeline wrong, and now there's a couple of lawsuits against the hotel chain, Kurt.
Well, you know, at least if there's 6 minutes that go on between when they've got a guy shot till some shooting starts outside, you sure think there's some other stuff that should have gone on, you know, to stop that shooting, right?
Well, I agree on one hand, then I disagree on the other hand. Let me tell you what I mean. I agree something should have happened, but you know what? In the hotel's defense, it could be like this. Hey, a sensor in the high stories went off. Send up a security guy and send up a maintenance guy. So those guys go up there. It takes a couple minutes to get up there. All of a sudden, this guy gets shot in the leg. They're like, what the heck? And then they're like, you know what? We need more hotel security. So they call, and someone's like, okay, we'll be there in a minute. And, you know, the security guy is, you know, on the phone or you're working on the ice machine. Who knows? I'm just saying life. And then it takes a couple of minutes to get up there, and they're like, whoa, this is crazy. Now shooting's starting. What's happening? This is bigger than we thought it was. Hey, call the cops. What I mean is I could really give the hotel a lot more of a pass here. How quick can you really respond when you don't know how escalated of an issue this really is? And people and things, for example, you hear from the maintenance guy and from the security guy. The one guy got shot in the leg, and then he retreated, and then he grabbed the other guy to make sure that he didn't get shot, and then they hid out in a room. Well, they tried to call down to the hotel desk, and then they had to, you know, all I'm telling you is that 6 minutes goes by very quickly. So I'm going to defend the hotel a little bit on this. I don't know if they're guilty or if they played shenanigans or what. The problem is they're going to want to cover their tails because of lawsuits, and they might have already made mistakes by lying in the first place. Oh, it didn't happen that way. And now you got a battle on between the cops and the hotel and lawsuits. And all I'm telling you is every time we turn around, this case gets more complex and more confusing. And I find that whenever that happens, when you get less answers every time you ask questions, somebody's behind the intentional subterfuge or confusion. Just my two cents. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat, for Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Like what?
The umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
I think I'll just ignore it.
And the umpire said,
right to.
Now something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
follow through!
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of news the networks refuse to use, some hotel scandals and more. So anyway, Kurt, I give the hotel a little bit of a pass because 6 minutes isn't that long. And especially if, you know what, you're going up there just to check out something, a sensor goes off and you think it's just routine stuff. So you're casually going up there. Hey, hum-de-dum. Hey, Steve, what's happening? And oh, I shouldn't have used the name Steve. Sorry. I'm just saying, you know, you walk by somebody that, you know, and you say hi and somebody's working on fixing the ice machine and you're like, oh, a stupid sensor went off again. And you're just thinking it's no big deal, routine stuff. And then all of a sudden you get shot and then you're kind of hiding and running for cover while you're trying to get a hold of the mate or the security downstairs. And then security's like, oh, man, we got to increase our hotel security. Something weird's going on, but we don't have all the details. And, you know, hey, I'm not saying the cops shouldn't have been called quicker. What I'm saying, though, is I don't even know that the timeline that the cops are now telling you is true. They may have called quicker. And they may have got dummy false calls. If this was a false flag operation or multiple be working together, it's possible that they got calls. They went to the wrong hotel first, from what I understand. And so all I'm telling you is I don't really know the story here. I know this. They're making the facts so hard to pin down that I believe it's intentional. Any other thoughts on this, Kurt?
Oh, I don't know what else to add. Let's see. There's one thing maybe that would be useful. You know, you've got a pretty big target. When I say big target, you got the MGM Resorts International. That's the
one. And by the way, that's where they went first to the cops. They went to the MGM instead of whatever. And you know, I don't know if that was just a legitimate confusing because there was some other hotels where people were running to other hotels and saying someone got shot, and there was a lot of pandemonium going on. You know,
but the MGM, you know, this Resort International kind of group, they own the Mandalay Bay as well, right?
That is correct.
I understand it. So you know, these are deep pockets, and there's going to be a whole lot of attorneys, you know, going after them, and you know. I guess room rates will be going up, Sam. What do you think?
Yeah, probably so. Although I'm not so sure that I want to go to Vegas in the first place and stay in those hotels.
Good
in second.
Point.
Anyway, we go on and on and on. Now, Donald Trump, Kurt, tells you that he's draining the swamp, right?
I haven't heard that lately. I did hear his spokeswoman say that... you know, that's what he was there for. And, for example, when they were asked, she was asked at one news conference, what's her name, Sarah Huckabee. She said something like, well, you know, because people were saying, well, how come we haven't got all these new, you know, people in there? And she said something like, well, Trump, Donald, you know, the president came here to drain the swamp. And if he can get one person to do what six people were doing, you know, then... hey, he'll do it.
Well, and there's some validity to that point. I like that if it were true. The problem is every time there's a change in the guard that I see, it's not a drain the swamp. It's a dig in from the swamp. I'll give you an example. I don't know if you know, but Department of Homeland Security chief was John Kelly. Then John Kelly got moved into a different position in the staff, which is control everything that Donald sees and hears, right? Well, now they've replaced John Kelly as Department of Homeland Security head. You know who they put in there, Kurt?
Sheriff Mack,
no,
David A. Clark,
boy, don't I wish.
Sheriff Napolitano,
prayers are there.
Roy Moore.
Heavens, what a wonderful opportunity.
Anyway,
I can't remember
hearing about those.
Or he put in Kirstjen Nielsen. Do you know who she is, Kurt?
No. Was she Nielsen. In charge of like the Nielsen ratings?
Nope, but she's an attorney.
No. Okay.
And a, quote, cybersecurity expert. Who served in the Transportation Security Administration and on the White House Homeland Security Council under Kelly, and she served in the former Bush. What do they call that? Bush 2 White House?
Okay.
All right. Now, you think that's a drain the swamp?
The earlier swamp.
So she used to work for Bush. She's an attorney. She's been in government forever. She worked for Kelly in Homeland Security. Now she's Homeland Security Chief. Is that like draining the swamp, Kurt?
I don't think so. Maybe she was the one good swamp monster.
The one good attorney, the one good former worked for government, the person that worked for John Kelly. If she was really good, John would hate her and never help her get there.
Wow.
See, all I'm telling you is it doesn't add up. Donald's not draining the swamp at all. At all, folks. So I get that there might be less people in government. And hey, if we can just downsize government, that's a good idea. I support it. And if that's really the case, Huckabee, good for your, you know, reporting of that, ma'am. We thank you. You know, good point. However, when we talk about putting John Kelly to control everything that Donald sees in hers, here's now the Daily Caller saying, you know what? John Kelly won't even let Donald Trump read a Daily Caller story, Kurt.
I remember seeing that.
So you kind of go, man. Okay, but now you get this Kirsten, whatever lady, Nielsen, that worked in the Bush administration. She says, now, you think that's going to help us get greater access or less access? Greater transparency or less transparency? More drain in the swamp or just filling the swamp up with scalding water? Oh, I got good news, though, Kurt. Don't worry. They've decided now that, you know what? Mitch McConnell's probably needs to go.
Well, that's something we figured out a long time ago.
Yeah, Kurt,
right,
but do you really think now that they're saying that, it's kind of like how many times have you heard that we got to really look into the IRS now, man? I'm just telling you, they're abusing people. Have an investigation. Come on. How many times have we talked about getting rid of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell? And how many times have they failed in that attempt? That, you know what? I don't even want to hear it anymore. They're not getting rid of Mitch McConnell, Kurt. Even if they do. Who did Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan replace that was the bad guy before that guy? It'll just be another swamp.
You had Boehner, you know.
Yeah.
It seems
so
is
McConnell and these guys better than Boehner?
Another. Not that I've seen.
Okay, so do you think this Kirsten Nielsen will be better than John Kelly at this Homeland Security position? You think somebody else, whoever replaces Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell or whatever, you think they're going to be better?
Oh, I wish I could say yeah.
Well, there's one way the answer would be yes. If the American people absolutely demanded it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you got to get the right candidate. I concur. But what I'm telling you is they'll never get the right guy in there unless we demand it. Kurt, look, McDonald's is melting down over sriracha sauce. It isn't because one person wants it. It's because thousands of people are rioting in the streets for it. Now, I'm not supporting rioting in the streets. I'm making a point. Which is, look, no one's interested in replacing Mitch McConnell, Kurt. There's not any big push. No one's even up in arms or frustrated about it at all, really. Right? I mean, do you know any organization or any group that's serious about replacing Mitch McConnell, Kurt? I don't know of anything really being done.
I sure haven't heard of any.
But you know about the sriracha sauce, don't you, buddy? Darn right. That's top billing news, see?
You told me that.
Yeah. The problem is you're just not tapped into the entertainment and the fun industry, Kurt. You need to go watch that movie. You need to get involved in the cartoon. You need to get in line to get the sauce, buddy. You need to get out your camping gear, go out there and camp. You need to get that done, my friend. Go visit the naked woman that's going to be put up in the Capitol. You need to go visit her, Kurt. See? You got to do important things, my friend.
Good point.
All right, the Boy Scouts, I don't know how they call themselves the Boy Scouts, but they announced plans to admit girls into the Cub Scouts next year, and they'll enable girls to earn the Eagle Scout rank, Kurt. So I got a question. Can we call them the Boy Scouts if there's Girl Scouts in there earning Eagle rank, Kurt?
Well, they're changing their name, Sam. You know how I know?
To what, just Scouts?
No, they're changing it because I know they said, look, we're not going to change our name. So,
oh, good point.
You know, nothing is official until it's been denied. Our buddy Jerry Hughes taught us that. That's one of the top 10 laws of politics. And
amen to that.
You know, so,
good point. So I just added to the headline. Sure. All I did was after the word boy, I put a question mark. So now it says, Boy Scouts announced plans to admit girls into the Cub Scouts, and hey, girls are going to be able to earn the rank of Eagle. So, Kurt, next time you're, you know, kind of reviewing, you know, resumes for jobs and such like that, you'll just see some chick going, man, I'm a Eagle Scout, buddy. You cool with that?
Not really, but
you're
going to say,
you're a hater.
That's what I was going to say.
You, my friend, are evil. What? You are part of the sexist glass ceiling crowd, aren't you, Kurt? See, and they'll just, there's no way to have a reasonable discussion about this. Now, Kurt really legitimately has reasons that he believes gender is an eternal characteristic, not to just be chosen at will. It's assigned, or it's an eternal characteristic of who we are, and that men and women are great, but they're different. And you know what? We're not really interested in girls having an Eagle Scout. They can have their own programs and do wonderful things on their own, but it doesn't need to be identical. It doesn't need to be the same. It doesn't, and we don't need to mix them together in weird ways. You know, pretty soon you got a Boy Scout camp out and you got two boys and two girls in the tent. I'm just saying they're asking for trouble. But the problem is, anytime you want to bring up any real discussions about the traditional family, about morality, about the proper the way we've done it for literally centuries or millennia, then you're just simply dubbed a hater and you're checked out from the discussion. You've now been kicked out of the circle of roundtable discussions with these people. It's tragic. All right, there's new reports that Bill and Hillary haven't talked in months. They're only communicating through friends and lawyers at this point, Kurt, so the meltdown for Bill and Hillary is happening.
Well, that's been happening for like, what, 30 years?
Well, not publicly admitted to by the mainstream press, Kurt.
Okay, well, anyway,
they've been telling you they got the most lovey-dovey beneficial relationship you can imagine. I know Bill cheated on her, but it was just an unintentional oversight. You know what I'm talking about? Don't worry, she forgave him, and it's all good. Well, anyway, bottom line is they're melting down, they say. They were supposed to mutually help each other get to president, and, well, Hillary succeeded in helping Bill, and Bill failed at helping Hillary, Kurt. That's the bottom line.
It couldn't happen to a nicer couple.
But you wonder in that warfare what will really come out about those two. I'll tell you that right now. I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to go golfing because this is getting a little hot in here. That's what I'm thinking. You guys all okay with that? All right, there you have it. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. Always straight ahead on your radio. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and indeed will restore America, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of hard work, but you know what? There's nothing we can't accomplish together with God, folks. I'll tell you that right now. God, family, and country. You want to donate and get involved? We'd love your support in every way possible. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We declare this nation shall endure.